Chapter 12. The Attack. We stayed close together and followed Incardos out of Luz. He took us to a small hill several kilometers away. There were thousands of warriors waiting for us on the hill. Incardos told the warriors Umbopa's story. Then Umbopa spoke to the warriors.
"Now you must choose between me and my cruel uncle Twala," said Umbopa. "The battle will begin tomorrow."
"Come, come,"
shouted 20,000 warriors. Before night, Incardos sent out guards to watch the camp, and he sent other warriors to collect big rocks to push down on our enemies. We lay on the ground and tried to sleep. We expected the king's warriors to attack in the morning. When we woke up, we dressed for the battle. Sir Henry dressed like the Kukuana warriors, but he carried a heavy battle axe.
"When you fight with the Kukuanas, you must dress like a Kukuana," he said.
Captain Good and I carried a short spear and two knives, and we also took our guns. We ate quickly and then joined the warriors. Ignosi stood with Incardos and his regiment of veteran warriors. We watched as three long lines of King Twala's warriors came out of the capital, Luz, and walked towards our hill.
"They plan to attack from the sides," said Incardos.
The three lines of warriors got to our hill. Captain Good and I began to shoot at the warriors. There was a loud shout from the left and the right.
"They're attacking us on three sides," said Sir Henry.
"Twala! Twala! Kill! Kill!" shouted King Twala's warriors.
"Ignosi! Ignosi! Kill! Kill!"
shouted our warriors as the two groups of warriors fought. Sir Henry fought very bravely. He killed many of King Twala's warriors with his big battle axe. When they saw him, our men shouted,
"The white man is a great warrior!"
I shot my gun many times, but suddenly somebody hit me on the head and I fell to the ground, unconscious. I woke up after the end of the battle.
"Ah, Quatermain, thank God you're not dead,"
said Captain Good. "I've got a headache, but I'm alive," I said. "How did the battle end?"
2,000 warriors are dead. But we stopped the king's warriors on all three sides," said Captain Good. "Umbopa wants to attack before more warriors can come to help the king."
In the afternoon, we divided our warriors into three groups and attacked Twala's warriors. Incardos led his regiment of veterans into the worst part of the battle. They pushed back Twala's warriors three times. Finally, 4,000 warriors were dead or badly hurt. Only a few of Incardos's veterans were still alive after the battle. Next, we attacked Twala's warriors from two sides. Sir Henry led one group of our men. In the battle, hundreds of warriors died every minute. Suddenly, Twala's warriors turned and ran back to Luz. We ran after them to the king's hut.
"Twala! Twala!"
shouted the king's warriors, and King Twala came out of his hut.
"Where is the man who killed my son?"
King Twala shouted. Sir Henry stepped in front of the king.
"Here I am," said Sir Henry. "Now it is time for you to die, Twala."
Sir Henry and King Twala began to fight. They were both very big and very strong. Finally, Sir Henry cut off Twala's head with his battle axe. I took the band with the diamond from Twala's head and tied it around Umbopa's head with the diamond in the middle of his forehead.
"Come, come, come!"
all the warriors shouted to honor the new King Ignosi.